And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Someone Make Up His Mind. This is another chapter in the book we call The Canine Mutiny. The reason we called it a canine mutiny is because all the dogs were disobeying orders to stay at home, kept going away. All the dogs in the neighborhood, Sparky's dog and the dogs of all his friends. It's been quite a puzzle. Mayor Plumfront and Sparky and I were talking about a very mysterious happening in the living room in our little house in Cincinnati, all the way up the next block. Listen.
Lad, I agree with you. The things the dogs in this here neighborhood are doing makes up the most surprising, mysterious mystery that I have seen in my entire life.
Mayor, boy, I sure can't figure out this one.
Yeah, I'll have to go along with both of you there. I agree. This thing has got me stumped. Why, we followed those dogs right into Wubbledings Woods over on the other side of town, and then they gave us the slip.
I still can't understand how they did it. I mean, look, I was right behind them all the time.
Yeah, and even while we were there in the woods. You could hear the dogs barking, Mayor, and it sounded as though they should have been right next to us, but they weren't anywhere in sight.
Yeah, that's what gets me. How come them there dogs disappeared so fast? I mean, where'd they go? How'd they get out of sight so fast?
Yeah, and then on top of that, how come they stopped barking all of a sudden, just when Big John happened to say that the dogs were barking a lot?
Yeah, that's the baffler. And all I did say was, listen to them bark, and I no sooner said that than the woods was as quiet as a church. It was almost as if the dogs had heard me say it and stopped barking because I had said it.
That sure beats me, Buster.
Me too. Any of your friends got any ideas, Sparky?
I know, Big John. I know Rabbit Ears McKeister is just as stumped as I am. And Globby Globinstroll, he says he doesn't know what to think.
Well, Globby hasn't got anything on me. I don't know what to think either. And I'll tell you what. I'm not going to think about it for a while. Isn't there something we can do to get our minds off those dogs for a little bit?
Well, I'm all for it. How about a little game Parcheesi?
Yeah, hey, that's a good idea. Okay, Big John. Come on, you guys. I got the Parcheesi set all set up and ready. It's all set up here in the middle of the table.
Good.
Mayor, you want to roll first?
No, not me. I don't want to roll first. The first one has got two strikes on him before he even begins.
Okay. Do you want to roll first, Big John?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't want to go first either.
Well, I guess we'll have to roll for it. The feller who rolls the highest goes first. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. That sounds fair enough. Go ahead, Sparky. Roll.
No. I don't want to do that. You go ahead, Mayor. Go ahead.
No, thanks. I don't want to go first.
Oh, for goodness sakes, you guys act like a couple of kids.
Well, okay then, Big John, I tell you what. You roll to see who gets the highest number, to see who goes first, okay?
Well, no. Why should I roll first if you fellas don't want to do it?
Well, boy, somebody has to roll first to see who goes first. Hey, I'll tell you what. Let's flip a coin, okay? Let's flip a coin. The one who loses has to roll to see who goes first, okay?
Okay, that's a good idea. You got a coin, Big John?
Yeah, have you got a coin, Big John? How come, as always, have you got a coin, Big John? Yes, I do have a coin. Wait a minute. How are we gonna flip a coin with the three of us?
Well, we call heads or tails, and the one that's wrong has to roll first. I'll take heads.
I'll take heads, too.
Yeah, so will I.
Okay, now, Buster, flip the... Wait a minute. Something's wrong here. If we all take heads, nobody can lose. I mean, somebody's got to take tails.
Not me. I want heads.
Yeah, me too. I want heads.
Well, so do I. I ain't taking tails.
Well, look, this is impossible. If we all take heads, we would flip the coin all day and nobody would be wrong. At least nobody could lose. I mean, look, be reasonable. Somebody has got to take tails.
Not me.
Me neither.
Okay, then. I'll take tails.
Yeah, so will I.
Me too. Tails it is. All right, flip the coin, Big John.
All right.
Wait a minute. We're right back where we started from.
Now we've all got tails.
Oh.
This is ridiculous.
Sure is. Oh, I know one. I'll take whatever you and Sparky don't take.
Okay. I take heads.
And I take heads. Now, which one do you have now, Buster? Heads or tails?
Well, I don't know. Look, we have to do something about this. This is just getting too confusing here. Isn't there a simpler
way? Hey, wait a minute.
All right.
Take it away.
I'll tear off 3 strips of paper.
Yeah.
Like this, see?
Uh-huh.
There, and there, yeah. And there. Now, one of these strips is longer than the other two guys.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll put them in my hand, see? And then you can't see. And I'll turn around, and then I'll turn around again. And then each one of you pick a strip.
Okay.
And the one who picks the longest strip gets to take heads when we flip the coin, and the other two get tails, okay?
Yeah, it's just like drawing straws.
Except we're drawing strips.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that sounds fair enough. All right, Mayor. Pick a strip of paper from Sparky's hand.
No. No, sir. You go first.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Mayor. Okay. I don't know which one to take. I'll do like we used to do when we were kids and picking up for hide and seek. Yeeny, meeny, meek, monk, stink, stonk, goosey, boozy, bucket, dick, aisle, why, awake, ick, bulla, dick, bulla, meena, bulla, do. In comes Uncle Sam, out goes you. I'll take this O-N-E.
All right, good. I'll take this one. Hey, this is the same length as the one you picked, Buster. Looks like...
Hey, I got it. I got the longest strip of paper. Okay, I get heads. Okay, flip the coin, Big John, so we can see who rolls first to see who goes first.
All right, now we got that settled. Now, the one who loses this toss has to roll first when we start the Parcheesi game.
Now, wait a minute. What if it comes up heads, Buster? I mean, you and me have both got tails, and that makes you and me would both lose the toss.
Well, then we'd flip the coin again to see which one of us, you or I, Mayor, would roll first to see who's going to go first.
Oh, okay. All right. Flip the coin, Buster.
All right. Here it goes.
Tails. Well, lad, looks like you lose. You have to roll first to see who it is that's going to go first to start the Parcheesi game.
Okay.
All right, now remember, Sparky, the one who rolls the highest number starts the game. Got it?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay, I'll roll. Oh, me.
What?
11.
Oh. I believe you're going to start. 11, that's next to the highest. Okay, I'll try. Oh, 7. Okay, Mayor, it's your turn.
All righty. Oh, 12.
Okay, Mayor has to start. He rolled the highest. He got a 12.
Now, wait a minute.
Uh-oh. Telephone's ringing. Hey, telephone's ringing, Big John. Just a minute. That's all right. I'll get it. Don't bother. Telephone's right here. Next to me on the desk.
I know.
Hello? Oh, hello, Maxie. What's new, Max? What? Hey, Max. What's going on around here?
Now, what happened to Maxie Finster?
Listen, Max, we're going to have to get to the bottom of this. There's something mighty funny going on around here. Yeah, right. Special meeting. Okay, tell all the guys. No, after supper in the shack. Okay, Max. So long. Hey, Big John, now what do you think?
I haven't the faintest idea. What?
Now, Maxie Fister's cat has gone off and has been gone all day.
You're kidding. Don't tell me now that the cats in the neighborhood are going to start doing what the dogs have been doing all along here. Uh-oh. Now what?
Okay, I'll get it. Don't worry. Well? Oh, hello, Oswald. What's up, Ozzy, old kid? Hey, no kidding. Man, hey, this is serious. Yeah, we'll discuss this matter, too, at our special meeting tonight. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're having a special meeting in the shack after supper, Oz. I'll see you then. Okay, boy. So long. Hey, Big John, now what do you think?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Oswald Hossenpepper's dog, Stanley, hasn't been home all day. In fact, he hasn't been home since he left the house yesterday morning.
As a matter of fact...
Oh, boy, there goes again. Okay, I'll get it. Just let me take care of it.
All right,
Smiling Sam, what's new? Hey, what's going on here anyway? Yeah, well, look, Sam, we're having a meeting after supper. We'll get to the bottom of this then. I'll see you after supper, Sam. Yeah, okay, bye. Hey, Big John. Now what do you think?
What?
Smiler and Sam Bishop's dog, Dr. Farnsworthy, hasn't been home all day either. He hasn't been home since he left the house yesterday morning, just like Oswald.
Well, what do you know about that?
Oh, me, that's awful now. Oh, me. Listen, I'll get it.
All right.
Probably, undoubtedly, no doubt, perhaps it's likely to be for me.
Yes.
Hello? Yes, Cyril. What's new, see? What? You kidding? Oh, this is bad. In fact, it's... Well, listen, wait a minute. I just happened to think of something. Cyril, look, we're having a meeting after supper. Yeah, tell us about it then. I'll see you then. Okay, so long, Cyril. Hey, Big John.
Now, what do you think? I haven't the faintest idea.
Cyril just called to tell me that he's been talking to Grubby, Charlie Rabbit Ears, the Wonderlick Twins, Billy McGlink, and all the other guys, and all their dogs haven't been home all day. They've all been gone since yesterday morning.
None have come home?
No. Hey, what else do you think?
I haven't the faintest.
Neither has Bunny. Hey, John, Bunny didn't come home last night. I mean, do you realize we were so busy trying to figure out where the dogs disappeared to that we didn't even notice that Bunny didn't come home? He hasn't been home since yesterday morning. Where are all those dogs gone? Maybe they've disappeared for good. Sure is a mess. Boy, oh boy. Oh, boy, kids. I don't even know what to say. In fact, I'm so worried about Bunny, I'm just all choked up. I can't say anything. I gotta go out and hunt for my dog, kids. I'll see you tomorrow, kids. So long.